This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of anti-narcotics task forces of 36 states and union territories, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are attending the two-day conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the Drug-Free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country. Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed confidence that with the vast leadership experience of Prime Minister Ram Gulam, India-Mauritius' long-standing bilateral ties will further strengthen in the times to come. Mauritius' Prime Minister will be concluding his eight-day state visit to India today. Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that the med-tech sector is a key pillar of health transformation in India. Mr. Nadda said this while addressing the inaugural session of the 11th Asia-Pacific Med-Tech Forum 2025 through a video message from New Delhi. He highlighted this sector's broad scope, encompassing diagnostics, advanced devices, digital health, and AI-driven solutions to make healthcare more accessible, efficient, and affordable for every citizen. Heavy rainfall across various districts of Uttarakhand has severely affected normal life. Landslides in the hilly areas have disrupted several roads and the major rivers of the state are flowing above normal levels. In the capital city, Dehradun, heavy rains last night led to debris entering several houses in the Karligad area of Sahasradhara. The popular tourist site Sahasradhara has also suffered damage, with some shops reported to be destroyed. More from our correspondent.
Due to the rains, a portion of a pulley on a Haridwar-Dehradun National Highway near the Lal Tapar area has been damaged. Relief and rescue teams are present at the affected locations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone to get a detailed update on the situation. They assured full support from the central government and emphasized that the centre stands firmly with the state in these times of crisis. Chief Minister Dhami conducted an on-ground inspection of the affected areas, reviewed the relief efforts.
जानकारी ली है उन्होंने चिंता व्यक्त करी और हर प्रकार से हमको आश्वासन दिया है अपने गृह मंत्री जी ने राज्य में जो आपदा आई है उसके बारे में आकलन किया है मैं उनका भी धन्यवाद भी करता हूँ
The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat district today with warnings of heavy rain in other regions as well. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for almost all regions of Maharashtra. International disability rights leaders at the 18th World Congress of Inclusion International in Sharjah have praised India's legislative advances while calling for enhanced focus on climate vulnerabilities affecting persons with disabilities. The three-day gathering, themed We Are Inclusion, brought together over 500 participants from 74 countries to address global disability inclusion challenges. Jamie Cook, Executive Director of Inclusion International UK, emphasized the significance of India's recent legislative progress during discussions at their Congress. United Nations Commission of Inquiry has alleged that Israel has committed acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The report claims there are reasonable grounds to conclude that four of the five acts defined as genocide under international law have been carried out since the conflict began in 2023. In response to the Palestinian armed group Hamas-led terror attack on the 7th of October in 2023, the Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza. Israel's foreign ministry rejected the report as distorted and false, accusing the UN panel of echoing Hamas propaganda. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened on a positive note and extended their initial gains to end around 0.7% higher today. The Sensex surged 595 points to cross the 82,000 mark for the first time this month, closing at 82,381. And with that, we end this news bulletin.